I think this has been called Art Market in the past. It looks like you have a slightly different name for it this year.
Yeah, we expanded it so people wouldn't think it was just fine arts. We wanted to make sure that people knew it was a market, more the emphasis more on buying gifts for the holidays. So we changed it to Art and Gift Market because we have fine arts in it, but we also have some other things that some people might classify as crafts, but I like to think of as more folk art. So this year we've got a guy coming. His name is John Draws. He makes, believe it or not, cigar box guitars and microphones and guitars out of tin cans. And I haven't heard any of his things, but I've seen some of his work, and it's really interesting. And we have some people doing hand-woven rugs. So it's a little bit different from what you would think of as a fine arts festival. It includes more types of things. But what we're focusing on is regional people who make something by hand because it seems to be a rarity these days. So that's why we expanded the title.
And Gift, of course, with it being right before Christmas time.
Yes. Yes, especially good time. Also, kind of in line with the event coming up, I think, this Saturday with Buy Local, kind of an idea of, you know, support the local people who are making stuff by hand. You know, in addition to some of the typical things you have at these, we have a lot of jewelry, but we also have a lot of people this year in fiber arts, in weaving. We're going to have some people doing decorative items, some furniture, a lot of Christmas tree ornaments. So there's a really wide variety of items for sale here, and all of them are handmade, as I said. None of these are commercial products. I mean, that's really basically our only rule, is that nobody's going to come and sell commercial-made products. It's something that has to be made by the artist who's there selling, and then that artist can come in and explain what their art is and how they go about doing it and what materials they use. I found that people are always really interested in, how do you make this? What's this done? What's the process for doing this? So I like to have the artist there, and everybody who's selling will be the creator of the items that they're selling.
And one of the nice things about it is that everything is unique, one of a kind. So anything that's handmade, even if it is very similar to another piece that artist has made, it's going to be a little bit different. And it's not, since nothing is commercially produced, we have a lot of unique and beautiful items that people can buy as gifts and reasonably priced. We'll have quite a range of prices, but there will be a lot of reasonably priced gifts for people to select.
Are these all artists from Macomb or from the immediate area?
Most of the people are from Macomb, but we do have people from industry, Colchester, and I'm not sure where else. I don't have the home places of all of these people. But it's all pretty regional. The notice that we send out, we try to keep it regionally. So I think it probably went in an area of Quincy, Galesburg. I don't think it got quite as far as Peoria. So we try to keep it within the West Central Illinois art area because we're the West Central Illinois Art Center.
Exactly.
So this is a chance to not only pick up a unique handcrafted gift, but it's a chance to support local artists.
Yes, and to meet those artists and like Gail said, chat with them and understand how they do their art.
The other thing that's really good about these kind of events is that a lot of people come in who may have been making something in their homes for a long time, but they just haven't had, I guess, the nerve to go out and try to sell them. It's a really different thing when you're making them and giving them away as gifts versus going out and saying, okay, I want somebody to buy these things. So it encourages people who are very handy and very creative. They can come and see that regular people like them actually go to these things and succeed. And so we also like to encourage other people to say, okay, how about next year? Think about coming in and doing this next year. You don't have to be there for both weekends. Come in, set up a booth, sell your things, or groups of people who get together to do needlepoint or quilting or anything, we encourage people who do works as a group to also come in and experience the whole market concept, because then that gets more and more of these homemade creative items out to people in the community.
And that's a really good point, that people don't have to just have, for artists who might be interested in participating, it doesn't have to be, okay, one artist per booth. So if a group of people do things together, like whether it's quilting or knitting or whatever it might be, if they wanted to have a booth together and just share the space and the time, split up the time, they can do that.
This sounds sort of like an indoor version of the outdoor art festivals we see throughout the course of the spring and summer and even into the fall.
Yeah, it is, with one unique difference. A lot of those art festivals are juried. In other words, you apply to get in them, and then a group of people decide whether the items that the artist wants to sell meet a certain criteria. The only criteria that we have for the art and gift market is that it's made by the person or by the people who are bringing it in to sell, so that it's non-commercial. We don't judge people and jury it to say, yes, we want you in here, or no, we don't. We just want people who have been out there in the community making something. And generally, those people end up making so many things that there's no way they can use them all at home or give them away as often. So they finally say, okay, I got to go and do something with some of this other stuff. So, you know, there's no competition involved in this like there is in the Quincy Midsummer Art Fair or even in the Gazebo Art Festival that's held in September. You don't have to apply and send photographs of the items that you make and have somebody or a committee say, yes, you're accepted and no, you're not. As long as it's you're making it, we want you there.
Is it too late for someone to sign up if they're just hearing about this right now? Do they still have a chance to sign up and sell some of their artwork?
Yes, they do. We would love to hear from people. We still have some spaces, and the art market is actually two weekends, and they could choose one or both weekends. So if they're interested, they can go to our website, which is wciarts.org, and they can find the link to the form and fill that out and go ahead and sign up. We'd love to have them.
Are there any extras with this? Will you have strolling musicians or anything like that going on?
We will have music. I don't know that we'll have strolling musicians, but we will have at least some festive CDs playing. So Gail and I have already been putting together our little CD collections of festive music.
Will there also be an exhibit up in the art gallery at this time, or is this sort of your exhibits for December would be the art and gift market?
It is. Our last exhibit just closed this past Saturday. That's the last exhibit for the year. And we will have the art and gift market. Artists will use the wall space to display their work, especially if we have artists who are doing paintings or wall hangings of some sort. So we like having it when there isn't an exhibit in the gallery.
And what are the days and hours?
Two Fridays, two Fridays and two Saturdays. So Friday the 13th from 5 to 7.
It is.
And it won't be bad luck.
It'll be wonderful.
And then Saturday the 14th, the market is open from 10 to 5. Then the following Friday and Saturday, which would be the 20th and the 21st, same hours, 5 to 7 on Fridays and 10 to 5 on Saturdays.
And I do you know how many years you've been doing this?
This is our fourth year. I'm not positive, but I think this may be our fourth year. I'd have to go back and look.
You've been doing it for a few years,
yes,
at least.
Yes.
And Gail, I believe you've sold at this market in the past.
I'm trying to think. I think this will be the third year that I've been there as a vendor too. So, yeah, it's at least 4 years.
Yeah, it might have been longer than that.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I don't think we had one the first year that we were in. We've only been in the space for 5 years, and I don't remember that we had a December art market. Actually, that first year, that was our December exhibit. Our winter exhibit was a holiday salon, and it was artwork, but it was kind of set up like an art market. Yeah.
Okay.
I take it it's been successful for you then, Gail,
as a vendor? It's very successful, not only in the numbers of people that come through and purchase items, but it's also interesting because there's enough time during the day and on the Friday evening to talk to the other vendors who are there, to spend a lot of time talking to people. I've spent a lot of time talking teenagers and college-age students about some of the things that I've made and some of the techniques that I use. And I think people exchange ideas at these, the vendors that are there to exchange ideas. I've even seen some people get together and combine some of the things that they do into another unique kind of art form. So it's a really good way to meet other people who are laboring away sometimes in their solitary basements, like I do.
Yeah.
And you know, get refreshed, just get some new ideas and talk to some other people and see what other people are doing. It's also a great place to exchange ideas on how to set up your booth, and how to, you know, how to make sales, what things work, what things don't work. And the nice thing about it is that it's inside. So when you do an art fair that's outside, you don't usually have a chance to talk to the other vendors that are there. But at this one, since we're inside, and we don't have to worry about the wind or the rain or sun or anything like that. You can kind of stroll around and still keep an eye on the items that you're selling and talk to the other vendors.
It's a confined space.
Yes, it's a confined space, and it's nice and warm in December, too.
It is nice.
And it has an indoor bathroom, which is always nice.
One of the things, going off of what Gail said earlier, that I just to speak for her a little, Gail started out as sort of, I would say, a hobbyist, I guess, when she first started doing her jewelry making, and has developed that into an amazing, amazing talent. But when Gail first started, I think that you were one of the people who would say, oh, no, my stuff isn't good enough to sell. Oh, I can't sell my stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet now she's a full-fledged jewelry artist and
crazy person.
Does very well at art markets. So, again, encouraging people who think, oh, this is just a little hobby of mine. I couldn't possibly sell this. Nobody would want it. No, a lot of people do, and this is a great way for people to start their first foray into selling what they make.
And I've noticed a lot of people, especially in the past 2 years at this particular art market, people will come in one weekend, and the next weekend they'll come back, and they'll have brought something that they've made. And I've been asked several times, do you think this is something that could sell here? And I always say, absolutely, bring it up. You know, bring your collection of things up, because, you know, people love homemade things. People love things that are made by hand, because you don't see as much of it as you used to. And when you see some things that somebody's made by hand, it just, I don't know, for me, it's just nicer. You know, you won't see another one. Whether it's a quilt or a painting or a piece of jewelry, you generally will not see that identical one, walking around with somebody else. So it's really a chance to get something totally unique that nobody else will have.
All right. Anything either of you wants to add? Admission is free?
Admission is free, yes. And we welcome people to come to the Art and Gift Market. And again, if there are artists out there who are interested, artists, crafters, whatever you want to call yourself, if you're interested in being part of this, we'd love to have you join us too for one or both weekends.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Mm-hmm.